The evening of the summer solstice. Today is the longest day of the year. Now is the balance point. Where we are staying for a very short moment and like every balance point in the year, the winter and the summer solstice. There's this still point where everything becomes possible. The direction we are taking now is an entirely new experience of life. It's been prepared by the ascending phase since the last winter solstice in December. Been going through various phases of expansion and retraction, precipitated by the last two eclipses during the springtime. And we are now sitting on that balance point. And we can sense the multiple directions we can take, because there are many of them. As we enter the summer season, many different directions, because the way things will manifest and take shape is not predetermined. It depends instead on the choices we make at any given moment. As the sun entered Cancer this morning, we shifted perspective from the Gemini prism, multifaceted vision of life, to the flowing immersion in the feeling of life. The change of background and the shift in energy and frequency. Allows us to perceive better what is happening mostly unconsciously within us and on the planet. The process is the merging of antagonist forces we have known from times immemorial as duality. All the things that tell us about separation, friction, conflict, wars, etc. Those antagonic forces are just one and the same thing. They are aspects of what reality looks like from a certain perspective on a certain level of consciousness. The merging and fusion of those forces is bound to happen now as consciousness and frequency are increasing. All that is in duality and separation within us is due for fusion. Most of that transmutation that resolves duality is happening unconsciously. And a part of it that we are aware of is what we can witness reflected in the best parts of our experience of reality around us. Where you can marvel, wonder, you will find a reflection of a resolved duality within you. Where you've experienced division and separation, you have a reflection of remaining conflicting antagonist forces within you. So So at the time of multiple possibilities, we are still enduring perhaps one more day until the solstice portal begins to close. Let's focus on those moments, forces, elements, situations where you experience the merger and the fusion. This is particularly precious for us to witness, for the bliss it gives us. But it's even more important because the fusion of antagonist forces restores the vibration of unity, which then can be transmitted and downloaded into the matter of our body and in our human reality, our personal experience and the collective experience. We have had a clear vision of that fusion much before it started happening. The process began over a month ago. It will continue for over a month as well. This is what we came for. This is what we wanted to experience in a human form. The reunion with self and source, and the embodiment of oneness and love in a human shape, as a human race on this planet. Witnessing this fusion requires awareness and attentiveness. A specific quality of presence and dedication. Nothing is more important right now. As it is foundation. Of what will manifest in dense forms in the near future. Shapes and forms are not defined yet. The vibration can generate all sorts of different shapes, forms, situations, experiences. So the exact unfolding of the new world is not predictable. What is sure and clear is that any remaining debris, attachment, conditioning relating to the old world will go. All that isn't ourself, all that isn't our truth will go. So we are undergoing an ongoing releasing of all that no longer serves us because it belongs to the old, and nothing of the new can come to light as long as the old prevails. So we are shedding skins, as we are losing illusions and setting ourselves free from conditionings, programming. And we are gradually simplifying our being. Knowing that all that has taken us to this point of fusion has been highly respected for the help provided, the support. So it is with respect, reverence, gratitude that all that goes can be let go of. We wouldn't be there today if it weren't for those elements that helped us take a step after the other in this long transformation we've been preparing for decades. None of the shapes and forms of the old can move to the new because they are not compatible. Their frequencies don't match. The new world is an expression of oneness, wholeness, and harmony. The only law it follows is the law of love. So our focus, our choice, our endeavor of love is to allow the fusion as consciously as we can be in all aspects of our life we are conscious of. Currently, this is the only thing we have to focus on. Nothing is more important.